From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. The cheers, the joy, and the fresh air of freedom for miners in Chile being hoisted up from the dark chamber where they've been trapped for more than 2 months. 9 of the miners have been brought to the surface so far. All are said to be in good condition. The BBC's Marcus George says their faces reflect exhilaration and exhaustion.
The first miner to come up, he was seemed very calm. He waved. He had a broad smile on his face. And then after that, we had Mario Sepulveda, extraordinary pumped up. He was psyched up about the whole experience. Of course, very, very glad to be back on the surface.
Nos devolvieron la vida. Es increíble que a 700 metros de altura.
They gave us our lives back. It's incredible they rescued us from 700 metres down.
And then, of course, after that, we had Jimmy Sanchez, who really looked as though this 69 days had really taken to him stress-wise, psychologically. So a great range of emotions, as you can imagine, from these miners.
The BBC's Marcus George. Crowds at the mine site are singing the Chilean national anthem. And each of the emerging miners is being graced by Chile's president, Sebastián Piñera, who says the ordeal has been a transforming experience, not only for the men, but for the country as a whole.
I'm sure that the miners will not be the same people that they were before this accident. And the Chilean people will not be the same people. We have learned from adversity. We have learned from this accident.
The rescue operation is expected to last into tomorrow. The administration's decision to lift the moratorium on deep water oil drilling in the Gulf of Mexico is expected to put needed money into the pockets of thousands of Gulf Coast residents. But NPR's Ari Shapiro reports the lifting of the drilling freeze comes with a list of requirements for new wells that could slow the startup of drilling.
For example, each well has to be inspected, but the federal government has not increased the number of inspectors. And White House spokesman Robert Gibbs says each oil company has to prove that it has the resources to plug a leaking well.
This is a process that starts the permitting process again. And somebody can drill only when they satisfy the government that they have a process in place to deal with a worst-case scenario. Until that time, drilling can't happen.
The head of the Bureau of Ocean Energy Management told reporters on a conference call that he expects to start approving permits by the end of this year. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, The White House.
A federal judge has ordered the military to stop enforcing the Don't Ask, Don't Tell law barring gays from serving openly in the armed forces. Judge Virginia Phillips said the policy infringes upon the fundamental rights of service members and prospective service members. The Justice Department is reviewing the ruling. The decision is expected to be appealed by the federal government. This is NPR News from Washington. In the hotly contested governor's race in California, the two candidates have clashed in their final debate. NPR's Ina Jaffe reports that Democrat Jerry Brown touted his political experience, while Republican businesswoman Meg Whitman played up her economic know-how.
Jerry Brown is California's attorney general and was the state's governor 30 years ago. Meg Whitman is the former CEO of eBay and has poured more than $140 million of her own fortune into her campaign. She said the money would compensate for the support that her opponent got from public employee unions.
That expenditure of my own money allows me, as I said, to be independent, to go to Sacramento with no strings attached.
Jerry Brown countered that Whitman's raised money from business interests that would benefit from her proposed cut in the capital gains tax. He said he proved his independence when he was governor before.
I vetoed the pay raises of all the state employees, not once, but twice.
Polls showed that the race is tight, though Brown has opened up a small lead in the most recent surveys. Ina Jaffe, NPR News.
A municipal worker in Raymore, Missouri, is in critical condition after being rescued from a sewer pipe. Daniel Collins became unhooked from his safety line and was swept down the pipe for more than a mile before fellow workers heard his calls for help and managed to pull him out through a manhole. Raymore's fire chief, Randy Adams, told KSHB-TV the first priority was getting Collins to the hospital.
When we put him on the helicopter, he was severely hypothermic. We worry about any ingestion or getting any of the raw sewage and the products in his lungs.
Adams says Collins was weak but talking when he was rescued. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News, in Washington.
Support for NPR.